City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
It's Wednesday, August 22nd, and we're here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. I'm Mary Van Sickle with Dakota Media Access, and it's a Mandan City Current today, so Jim Newbar is here.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good. School's starting.
We're first right day at the, of school.
Yeah, you know, parents are rejoicing around the community.
Yeah, a lot
get
of
them back in.
We've got a lot of employees that took their kids to school today, and said, I'll get them there safe and sound, and like I said, I saw several on my way in that were...
Yeah.
Kids were looking pretty excited to go to school today, so maybe they're...
The first day, that always happens.
Right.
Yeah, well, good reminder for people to take a little caution in the mornings, and certainly at when school's out in the afternoon, that now we've got kids coming and going. So
a lot of activities around the school, whether it be football, soccer, or pick your favorite activity, and like I said, just use some caution when you're
out driving around. It's a fun season. Hope we have good weather as we move through the fall. So we had a Mandan City Commission meeting last night.
Yes.
Before we get into the agenda items, just wanted to jump on a couple of issues. One of them was at your last City Commission meeting, you had a very lengthy discussion about the vicious dog ordinance. A lot of testimony from citizens, and it was left with, we're going to do some more research and bring it back to a future commission meeting. So we don't want to bypass this.
Correct.
And continue to talk about it. But it was not on your agenda last
night. Not on our agenda last night. I know Commissioner Rohrer has been doing a lot of research on vicious animal ordinances and things like that. So we're busy going through that along with police chief and our animal control folks and making sure that, you know, we're doing some research right now. When it will come back, it may come back in October, I think. But like I said, we're trying to do some additional homework, and we encourage folks to sign up on our website for when the agenda comes out. You'll get an email, and in turn, watch the agenda for when that that item comes up next. Like I said, you'll get an email notification. Agenda's out there. Take a look. If it's there, it's there. It's not something that we will add at the last minute because we know there's a lot of interested folks in this topic.
Sure. Yeah. And so we'll bring it back here, too, and talk about it as it develops. This actually did happen at your meeting, at the tail end of your meeting last night. You went into an executive session, which means it's a private discussion between the commissioners. It's allowed through North Dakota law.
Right.
And we see it frequently in the local government meetings, usually at it at the tail end because our staff will leave at that point and we will discontinue our coverage of the meeting. But you did go into executive session with the commissioners last night and came out with an item that you are allowed to talk about now. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's important to note that when the board has to make a motion to go into executive session, have their discussion, but they can't make any final decisions in executive session. Those, they can talk about issues, and normally they're negotiating strategy with your city attorney. Malcolm was in the room with us, and we were weighing, and usually, you know, commissioners don't take this lightly, but any decision can't be made in the executive session. They have to adjourn session. They come out, reconvene in their regular meeting, which they did last night.
Sure.
And then made a motion to move on three separate properties that the city owns to go out for a request for proposal, which we have 218 West Main is one of the properties that he owns right now. Also, we have the former Central Market grocery store building and the former Thrifty White building that city owns. And we will work on developing that RFP, that request for proposals, and bring that back either at September 4th or September 18th on here are the conditions of the request that goes out. In turn, basically, we'll allow a 45-day period in which, you know, if you're interested in buying those properties, make your proposal as long as it meets the conditions of the RFP, and away we go.
So the RFP will come back to the agenda.
Right. The RFP will come to the back to the agenda. The commission needs to approve that, and then we'll, you know, set time frames if there are conditions that they want to place on the property. You know, some of those things are we want, if the city owns a piece of property and we put it up for, in essence, you're putting it up for sale with conditions.
Sure.
We don't want to see speculation. I'm going to buy this and sit on it for 5 years and then do something with it.
Right.
We would like to see something happen in that property and encourage development.
And you also want compatible use
right.
in the downtown area. So yep. you'll be, I would assume, putting yep. in the criteria RFP that'll go along with that.
It'll have several conditions.
Okay.
You know, what is going to be done with the property? When will it be done? You know, actions like that. You
okay.
know, what's your, does the city want a minimum asking price for the property?
Sure.
What kind of incentives might be available on that property? That'll all be part of that RFP process.
So we continue to talk about West Main.
Always talking about yeah. West Main. And
there's a concept in place that you've moved forward on with ICON. Doesn't mean it's going
right.
away. It's just kind of a step back to say maybe there's some other ideas. We want to explore that. So
yep, we've had folks come in and express some interest. We've had one individual who's been in the Central Market probably 2-3 times taking measurements. So we know there's some interest on the property. And therefore, we felt, all right, we've got the one ICON proposal via the rail yard district.
Mm-hmm.
We've also had a committee of the group of 22, sometimes we call them the West End Development. We've met once and like I said, and then
okay.
issues happened that said, let's get the commission together and see what they would like
yeah.
to do.
Well, that's exciting.
So, yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what develops from there.
Right. So stay tuned.
Still
I'm sure we'll talk
forward.
About that again.
Yeah, we will. Well, on the agenda last night, there were some bids on the agenda. That's how you organize your agenda for the evening.
Right.
Bids. There was a rejection of the water main bids for
correct.
The certain area of Mandale. What area is that?
This was in the Custer Drive area
okay.
and some south side water main replacement projects.
Okay.
We had put the project out for bids. We received, I think, 3 potential bidders. We were able to open up 1 bid. 2 of them we had to reject or not open because they didn't meet. You know, you have to have a bid bond and things like that. If they don't have that attached, then we don't open the bids, you know, because that's
okay.
not what you do. The bid that we did open did not include, I think, some paving. Because if you go in and open up a road, you install a water line, you come back and you repave that road.
Sure.
Part of that was included in the bid spec, and the bidder opted not to put that in their bid, and therefore the bids were rejected. We will try again.
Yeah, so it's just kind of back to the drawing board. It's still going to happen. It's just going to move back a little, few more steps and then rebid it out.
Right. I know the commission expressed some desire to try and get something done yet this fall. So our public works director and engineering staff will work and see, all right, there's a process the city has to follow. So if we were to bring a document back, it'd be, you know, considered at September 4th. You advertise for 28 days. You could award the first part of October.
Okay.
Is there really enough time to get an entity in here to mobilize and get things done before freeze up?
So there might be some activity this year, but more than likely it'll be completed early
right.
summer.
We'll see what we can do if we can get something possible this
okay.
year. If not, it'll be work that will be bid out this winter, and it'll be 2019 work.
Yeah.
Correct.
Under new business, you had a couple of some really fun things come forward. One of them was a renovation, a storefront mm-hmm. renovation for Al Fitter, architect in the city of Mandan. Been there quite a while, done a lot of projects in Mandan.
Yep, Al's been a force in the architectural field in Mandan
mm-hmm.
for many, many years. I think 40 years they've been in that building. The exterior has some, needs a little tender, loving care.
Yeah.
And right now he brought forward a proposal to replace some of the wood panels or wood
trim
that's
got
on the exterior
yeah.
of the building with tile.
Yeah.
And also do the north side of the building that is also visible from the street
mm-hmm.
in an EVIS project product.
We've got a picture up on the screen for our online and television viewers. The one thing that Ellen Huber, your development director, did mention is that the awnings are not going to be installed at this time, but the rest of it, the porcelain tile and the new trim and whatnot, that looks nice. And the commission
yep.
voted to move this forward.
Move this forward, and then also included in this is whenever a project receives city money, they need to install automatic doors.
Mm-hmm.
So Al has 3 different entrances to this building that are leased out to one for the architectural firm, one to Medtrans, and one to the barbershop, and those will all get automatic
mm-hmm.
door openers with
all
them.
All right, so we'll watch that move forward. Ellen also had another issue for the commission to talk about last night, and that's the business pitch challenge, which is new to North Dakota, I think.
Yeah, I think we're the
that's
first ones
exciting.
To do that.
That's really kind of a fun thing. And basically what she was asking the commission for was a to authorize a forgivable loan
right.
out of these incentives that you have an account for, and this will start pretty quickly. And you're looking for new ideas for businesses.
The Bannon Growth Fund met and considered the proposal a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and then we bring it to the City Commission for their final stamp of approval. If you're familiar with watching Shark Tank, that's kind of what this will be.
All right.
And any business,
Can we televise this?
Yes,
I think that'd be really interesting. But it is a $10,000 prize for projects right. that are going to be submitted. They have a set of criteria that will all be spelled out, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's already on your website.
We issued a news and press release this morning.
Okay.
And so that is out there. The criteria is on our website, along with, you know, here's the process that will be gone through. Yeah. And so we're encouraging anybody who's interested, you know, get your pitch in.
And it has to be more than just an idea.
Right.
It has to be something that has some legs, but not too much.
You know,
not move too far along.
Correct. Okay. And that's the whole idea of it. It's kind of venture capitalistic,
okay.
if that's a term that we can use. But like I said, there is a significant award at the end to the successful one, and it will be judged by a group of folks.
So. Well, we'll look forward to that. I know we're going to get a little more information on that. We can help push that out on our distribution systems
right.
as well. So it'll be really fun to see that come back and see what comes in front of you.
Yep, and I think this is something that's been modeled after, I believe, Barnesville, Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken.
I think there's a few communities do this.
We've done a little homework, and Ellen and her crew has done some homework on this. And
Mandan's leading the North Dakota way here.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Another fun thing that came forward last night was Ellen brought this forward. Different groups have been looking at this. There was a request to do some public art, mm-hmm. a mural on a building, and your group's the architectural committee said, we're not quite sure how we want to deal with that. So some building mural guidelines have been developed.
Right, and this is one of the things, like you indicated, the request came to our Architectural Review Commission. They looked at it and said, I think they approved that project, mm-hmm. but said, you know, take a time out here because we probably need to be cognizant of really what we're doing. And so they set a subcommittee together. I know Commissioner Larson was part of that subcommittee because she serves on Architecture Review
sure.
Commission, along with members of our Community Beautification Committee, mm-hmm. Architecture Review, and we also had Dakota West Arts Council involved. So they took some guidelines that have been done by other
sure.
communities, including Bismarck, and said, let's see if we can find some common denominators in this, and developed these guidelines.
And these are also posted on your website, I believe, already, too. So
if they're not, they will be very shortly. I didn't see them on there this morning.
Good place to start here if you're thinking about doing something like that on a building, a private building.
And some people will, some people get a little, this is government regulation again. But what we're trying to do is protect everyone's property. So you may want to paint something on your building that is not necessarily what your neighborhood
sure.
is in tune with. Well, and therefore, there's a notification process in here, and you can't paint on the side that your building is addressed from. It might be an alley or a side. You see in Bismarck a lot of the alley art
mm-hmm.
that's been very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to make sure that we have some guidelines in place so that we don't...
I would assume that these are a starting point.
Yes.
And if there is a request for something outside of the guidelines, it comes forward as a special request or a variance, and it can move forward. It doesn't mean it can't happen. This is just your starting point. There has to be some kind of guidelines.
Yeah, the intent of having the guideline mm-hmm. versus an ordinance is that they are flexible.
Sure.
But here's the spirit in which we want folks to consider when they're looking at, I want to paint the Mona Lisa mm-hmm. on the side of my building. You know, is that going to be acceptable to your neighbors? And want to make sure that one of the things in that guideline is that the applicant needs to make sure that they have notified the property owner. Because sometimes
if they don't own the property,
if you don't own the property and you didn't tell the property owner you want to paint on the side of the building, we better make sure that everyone's on the same page. Yep. But sometimes you learn your lesson the hard way.
Well, as you said, there public art. You mentioned the alley in Bismarck, and there's other projects that have happened. It seems to be growing, and that's my opinion. A good thing.
Absolutely.
Like to see more color and creativity in our communities. So this helps propel that.
Correct.
It's a great starting point.
It's not that we want to squash any of this. What we want to do is make sure that you know, you may think something's great and wonderful and your neighbor may have an opposing opinion, and it's for the benefit of everyone and protect everybody's
property.
Art is
tricky.
Yes, that way it is.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll watch that and hopefully see some projects come forward. The Southside Street Improvement Project was also part of your new business last night. You chose an engineer to work with city engineering to move this project forward.
Correct. We've done a lot of water main replacement, again, in the southwest part of Mandan. And this will get, we'd advertise for engineering firms to come in and let's design the street project and some stormwater issues. And I think we had 11 different firms propose to us. And that was a lot of interest out there. This is a process of selection. So we have a group of people that goes through and scores and ranks all 11 proposals. They come up with our top three or four. We do an interview process of those top three or four and then make a recommendation.
So it's a pretty extensive process you go through to get to this point. And I think the beginning point is your assessment of street conditions that you do periodically. And this particular area is designated as a high need.
Yep, there's a lot of
high priority.
If you're watching at home or wherever, you may see a lot of red on that map, which means the road conditions are unsatisfactory. And those are the areas that we're trying to hit. Like I said, we've done some water main replacement in the south side of Mandan. And you know, I used to live in that area and can honestly say I don't know when a street improvement project has been done in the neighboring streets other than, I think, 3rd Street we've redone.
Could be overdue, and the process will now move forward because you have an engineer and a consultant that will work hand-in-hand with your city engineer. So the design work will begin this year, probably some RFPs early next year.
If you want to download our agenda packet, there is a timeline with specific dates in there that talk about, okay, we'll approve last night the more engineering. We will get a contract to the board on September 4th, start the work, and in turn when we will do a special assessment district and bids and things like that.
So it'll have to go through that process as well.
Yep. So we'll
watch this.
Commission is very concerned in this area that costs don't get out of hand. Mm-hmm. We know that this is an older part of town and a lot of folks on fixed income.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that we're not over-engineering and over-designing this. And so we look forward to that process moving forward. And I know, the folks in this area where water lines have been replaced have been very patient because it was probably a year ago when we dug up the streets and they've been living with some gravel there. So, again, we thank folks for their patience and we want to see this project done.
The work continues.
Correct.
Took a big step last night. Also last night, resolutions and ordinances, a couple of some housekeeping things happened. I think they're interesting to note. One of them was a rezoning of Diane's First Edition. Mm-hmm. Looks like this particular chunk of property has been needing this rezoning for quite a long time. And Mayor mentioned, 28 years ago, he was on the Park District Board and this subject came up and it's basically kind of an odd-shaped...
It's an odd-shaped parcel.
Sloped parcel that didn't fit the park district.
Right, and if you simply look at it on a map, you go, oh, there's a lot of area for a park there. But if you stand on the property, you're looking at some pretty severe slopes and a wooded area and an area that, the park district, I believe, has contacted all the neighbors and asked, would you like to have a part of this park?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really suit the park district's needs nor the city's needs, so we'll get it incorporated as
finally,
part of the property.
Yeah, which, into private hands.
Yep.
And this was just a first consideration last night.
First consideration.
So it'll come back on your next agenda for the final.
It'll come back for final and
okay.
the resolution that goes along with that. So, again, part of a housekeeping item. In
Another rezoning last night was Sylvester's First Edition. That's the impetus for this was a business owner on this property that wants to do some modifications and whatnot. And originally had come forward with to get some variances on an existing zoning.
Yep, this is one of those where you look at and to do what they wanted to do, I think in talking with our planner and engineer, it maybe needed 3 or 4 variance requests to go through to accomplish the end goal. And it seemed that a rezone would take care of those issues. So like I said, a rezone was proposed last night and also at Planning and Zoning Commission. And therefore, this is moving forward to, you know, appease the property owner, let them do what they need to do to their property.
And the rezone will also make it more compatible with its neighboring property. So it all seems to make sense. Again, a little bit of housekeeping.
Housekeeping, cleanup, and this was the best way to make this happen.
Yeah. The third item then in there was the vacating a portion of Fifth Avenue. It's kind of an odd-shaped, again, a sloped, a severely sloped property that the city had as a street. So now we've vacated that portion, or that has moved forward.
Right. Platted as a street. And again, one of those where you look on a map and go, wow, there's a street going to go through here. When you actually stand on the property, you realize that there really is not going to be a street that moves through this area.
Because of the terrain.
The terrain.
Yeah.
That, you know, with enough money, you can build anything pretty much anywhere. But it's very highly unlikely. And the neighbors had asked for this to be done.
And we have a picture on the screen right now, too, that really kind of shows it's more of a driveway than anything at this point in time. So, again, housekeeping.
Housekeeping items always need to occur sometimes.
Took care of that. Check that off your list.
Yes.
Probably been on there for a while. So, good.
Maybe not 28 years as the other one, but it's still quite a while. Uh-huh. And we hope to move this forward.
Another item that was added to the agenda discussion last night was the potential. The city of Mandan has been invited to the White House. You're still researching that, but the commission authorized you and the mayor to travel there should you find this a feasible and worthwhile trip. They just authorized the money to make the trip, but you're still in the process of
researching. Still in the process of looking, and as sometimes you get emails that might be considered spam or a scam or whatever. This one was received a few weeks ago and was not... you know, the subject line was not North Dakota, it was Wyoming, and inviting North Dakota to the White House, going, all right, where is this coming from? Checked around. General feeling at that time was it was a scam, and, you know, put it in your destroy box. And away we went.
After doing some further checking,
it might be real. And so, like I said, the authorization last night by the commission was whenever we have out-of-state travel involved, the commission needs to approve that. We're still looking into that. We know that if this would be if we can accomplish some things on behalf of the city of Mandan, we will make those arrangements. But we are not going to go if it looks like this is nothing more than a hi, how are ya trip.
Yeah.
We want to
make
sure that that we're spending money responsibly and time responsibly. And so we're still digging into that if it's worthwhile. And we will go.
It might be gone. And that would be as early as next week, just for like 2 days.
Yep, just two days. Okay. And like I said, I think the schedule would have a meeting on August 30th. And it apparently is a North Dakota meeting. We know that there are some mayors across North Dakota that will be going that we're aware of right now. And again, we're trying to find out, you know, is there something that we can accomplish when we're there?
Okay. Well, if you go,
we'll talk about that next time we're here.
Come in and tell us what happened at that on your trip. So the other thing I wanted to mention was you're still in the budget process here. We haven't finalized the city budgets at this point in time. You have introduced the budget. That's already happened. So your final hearing on the budget is September 18th?
September 18th at 6 o'clock. Every resident in Mandan will be receiving a letter before August 30th, I believe, or mailed on or before August 30th. That comes out from the Morton County Auditor. It will list the changes that are expected from the school district, park district, Morton County, and how that may affect your tax bill.
Okay.
And it also will list all of the budget hearing dates in that letter. That was a result of a legislative change in the 2017 session. And so this is not just Mandan Morton County, this is statewide. So the letter that you get has been developed, and it is, you know, legislatively, this is what you have to have in the letter, and you basically cannot deviate from that. So that's where we're at. So you'll get a letter in the mail saying, you know, on the city's part, here's what our initial budget proposal will do to your city taxes, and when the hearing date is, and we encourage everyone to, you know, be a part of that or make comments and show up.
And that date again is September 18th at 6 p.m. Citizens can come and voice their concerns of issues.
Pros, cons, in support or not.
Absolutely. On the budget. In the meantime, you can find your budget on the website, cityofmandan.com. Under city departments, go to finance, and the preliminary 2019 budget is right here. So you can find it all. It's laid out, revenues and expenditures, and look through it in advance. And I would assume you'll take comments before that public meeting as well.
If someone wants to email their comments in, they can go online and send us their comments or show up in person, and we'll make that part of the hearing record. And away we go.
Then it'll be final. September 18th, that's the final budget date. So another thing, kind of revising an old agenda item, is the Main Street Signals Project. Mm-hmm. It's part of the DOT, a project that's funded through the primarily through the Department of Transportation, a state project. We had some discussion at a former meeting about that signals project replacing all the signal lights on Main, or many of them on the West End. And there was some concern that the DOT was agreeable to the project only if two intersections, the traffic signals were removed because they didn't feel it met the criteria.
Yep. Justin Froseth, our engineer, brought those forward on August 7th, I believe. The commission expressed concern over the removal of these stoplights at 10th Avenue and at 1st Street, or 1st Avenue Northwest. And in essence, we've been working with DOT for quite a while on this signal replacement project, and then their urban grant project kind of funneled into that, then our downtown sub-area study funneled into it, so a lot of moving pieces finally came together. We thought we would be able to keep the stop lights, the signals at 10th and at 1st. Mm-hmm. It turns out that we can't. The trade-off there is that if you want them, we thought originally if you want them, then we could just leave them as is, but that changed. Federal Highway gets involved in this, and when the Federal Highway regulations and these intersections do not meet what they call warrants, then they will not fund the replacement or repair of them. Folks go, well, goodness sakes, there's a lot of traffic on 10th, and that's going to be bad. You know, Commissioner Davis, Justin, and I met with representatives from DOT the week following that meeting on a Monday morning, and they assured us that this is how it has to be. So if you want the $1.5 million to help replace all of your signals on Main Street from, you know, east of or west of Manhattan Avenue through downtown, you can replace them at your own dime, or, you know, we'll provide, you know, 80-90% of that cost. And that's where things are.
Yeah.
You know, we try to break it down sometimes, and we say, help us explain to the public what a warrant is.
Yeah.
And I guess the easiest way to look at that is the intersection of 6th Avenue and Main Street, which is where Barney's Tesoro is right now and Security First Bank. They said that that intersection does not meet warrants for a signal either, but they expect it to within the next 20 years. Therefore, they're allowing the replacement of those signals.
Okay.
Their studies and their analysis of the next 20 years do not warrant signals at 10th and do not warrant signals at 1st. You know, our message back to them is, all right, we understand that, but we want you to take a look, a real hard look at doing some pedestrian crossing things at 1st and also at 10th, so that people, we know that traffic coming in from the west is going pretty fast, and we want it to slow down. And now that we will be, you know, shrinking, going from 4 lanes to 3 lanes, we want that traffic even slowed down more, and we think this will all tie in together.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a long explanation on, I'm sorry, but we have not been successful in convincing the Federal Highway that the signals at 10th and 1st need to stay.
Yeah.
We want them to stay, and then we voiced our objection. It is on record, and that's where we are.
Well, it was worth a discussion.
Yes.
So this project will move forward fairly quickly. Are we
talking
2019?
We're talking 2019. It'll go out for bids this winter, and it'll be a 2019 project.
All right. Well, watch that closely.
Yes.
Well,
I won't say guarantee, but because we also got the reallocation of Main Street from 4 lanes to 3 lines in that part of town, so that all has to work.
There's a lot going on over there.
With each other.
Yep. We're almost out of time, but I just wanted to talk about Grill Fest last weekend. Looks like it was a rousing success again. You sent some pictures over, and Ben's going to share those on the screen for our viewers. A lot of people.
Looks like
it was a good weekend.
Good weather, a good weekend for it. So if you came there hungry and you left hungry, that's just your own fault, to put it mildly. But there's a lot of good music, and another one of our Men and Progress Organization celebrations downtown. Watch for the next one coming up, which will be Oktoberfest, I believe, mm-hmm. in September. I know I didn't say that with a German accent, but away we go.
And you also have Railroad Days this weekend.
Railroad Days at the State Railroad Museum. Correct. Up in the northwest part of Mandan. Yes.
Yes. And okay. So now, just a reminder, we're recording this on the 22nd, so this would be this coming weekend, Railroad Days up there. So,
if you haven't been there, go up there. Yeah. Kids will have a great time.
It's a cool place. I mean, mm-hmm. you just don't, it's in the industrial park area up there. And it's a little hidden treasure up there, and it's a fun place to go.
Correct.
It's been a while, but
yes.
Yeah, it's fun. Thanks for being here, Jim.
Hey, thanks
We're
for having
town.
Us. All right.
Okay. Take care. And thank you for viewing this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.